Jose Fernandez, in a little less than 48 hours now, you're going to take the mound at Marlins Park for the first time in 12-plus months. It's going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot of people here. I can only imagine how excited you are. I know the past 3 or 4 weeks you've been asked nothing about how's that fastball feel, how about that curveball, how about that changeup. But what I'd like to start by asking you, Jose, is about the people that have been the closest to you this last year, and that's your family. How much have they meant to you?
Oh, my family to me is all I got, you know. But they know who they are. I don't want to say a name, but my family, the people that have been there every day, they know who they are, and it's been really important, and it has made me really strong through this whole process, because it's been really tough. So I owe them a lot through this whole process.
You know, it's been something that's talked about a lot, and I know you've talked about her a lot, and that's your grandmother. And I know how much she means to you, Jose, and everything that you two have been through together. Was there ever a piece of advice that she gave you? Maybe it was when you were 2 years old, or it was right after you had the surgery, that has really, really stuck with you?
You know, my grandma is something that's got to me. That's as important as it gets to me. She knows the game. She taught me a lot of things, and, you know, one of the things she told me, she goes, everything happens for a reason. And at the moment, I say, you know, what could be the reason that this happened to? But now I look back to it, and I'm glad that this happened. Maybe it sounds a little weird, but this is probably one of the best things that could happen to me in my career, I think.
You are incredibly upbeat, energetic all the time. I remember soon after you had the surgery, you came into the media workroom here at Marlins Park and said, I'm ready to throw left-handed. But the human side of this, Jose, what was the lowest point for you?
Yeah, right there I was destroyed. You know, I just can't, you know, sometimes you can't let the people know that, you know, you're down. And, you always got to get up. The first 4 months, I said they were really tough. They were really tough in the progress. And, you know, at that time, it's a lot of things that you think, you ask him why and how, and, you know, would I pitch again? I think you doubt yourself sometimes, but I think it's just part of the process, and everything happens for a reason, like my grandma says.
I don't think there was ever a doubt that you'd come back to this ballpark and step on the mound in front of 25,000-30,000 people. But was there ever a point where you were scared of the unknown?
Of course. You know, I think if everybody says they weren't scared, I think they're lying, because there's times you can't. You know, for 4 months, you never touch a ball, and I never done that in my life. And, just the fact that, I can't not even grip a ball, it makes you scared. Of course it does.
You said many times, this wasn't about you. You were going to respect the work everyone's put into this. Explain to us just how much time and effort people have spent putting into you, the work that you've done, and the people around you.
Yeah, that's a really good question, and not many people talk about that. Obviously, I have done a couple of things to get better, but the people around me, Ron Jakub, my therapist, he's been a brother, he's been a friend, he's been everything. He's been everything. He's a guy that I owe a lot of the way that I am right now today to him. And not only my arm strength and all that, it's only the way to think too. He's a really good mentor.
Jose, I remember this offseason you threw for the first time in front of a lot of media down the left field line at Marlins Park, and you said afterwards, I feel great. How frustrating was it that day to know I'm still 6 or 7 months away from doing this for real? How frustrating is it to feel great and know how far you are away from being able to do it?
I was throwing a 40, I think it was 40 feet, Just the fact that I was throwing a ball again, it was a big hope. It was a big step towards the main goal. And I think that after that, things will start getting easier, because I saw every week, getting better and getting better. But it hasn't been a moment that I've been frustrated, because I know the plan. I understand the plan. I know the reason behind the plan. I have gone through a plan with the doctor, with Ron, with the team, and I have been following to the T. So I think that I know exactly why the program is like that. So I haven't been really frustrated.
At what point in this process, Jose, did you look in a mirror, look at yourself, and say, I'm going to be okay. I've gotten this far. I'm going to make it, and I'm going to be okay.
I say that to myself a lot. I say that, I wanted to believe that, and I wanted to see that. But, talking to Ron and a lot about that, being ready and what I was or not. But you know, I think that I was pretty confident when I started throwing that I was gonna be good again. At least that I was gonna be healthy.
After the surgery, months afterwards, you showed up at the ballpark a little bit, and I vividly remember you talking about this a little bit, and you were asked, have you been watching a lot? And you said something along the lines of, I've followed, but it's been extremely difficult for me to not be in that dugout with the other 25 guys in the clubhouse. Can you explain just how hard that was nights to sit in your apartment and watch that team that you were just with a couple of months ago?
Yeah, and there were two games behind, too.
The playoff push in August, how tough was that?
Yeah, I was crushed. I think that killed me. You know, knowing that my team was there and I knew that I had a chance to help them, even though the guys were doing a great job, you know, even though I had a chance to help them and just being at home, sitting, feeling good, not feeling any pain and knowing that I can't help them, that really was really tough for me to deal with.
Jose, we've got a couple of more questions for you. Let's fast forward to this last Saturday. You make your fifth and final rehab start with the Jacksonville Suns. On your way back, it was quiet in the car or however you made your way back. Did a smile come to your face and said, I did it, I made it, I have five more days and I have made it after one long year?
No, it was funny. After the game, I was talking to Ron. He was there with me. And we were talking about, that's it. It's the last rehab start. And, you know, it's not even real yet. It's not. I haven't really feel it yet that I'm, you know, that I'm 2 days away from pitching in the big leagues. And, you know, I think it's a good thing. I think tomorrow is going to be a really tough day for me to be, you know, I'm going to be on top. I'm going to be, you know, hopefully I'll be normal. But if I learn something, it's that I'll be patient through this process. So hopefully I'll be fine. But, you know, I doubt it. I think it's going to be tough.
There's one thing I'm really curious, and it can apply to anybody in baseball that goes through Tommy John surgery. Jose, you were wildly successful in 2013. You took baseball by storm. Every fifth day was must-watch TV, pardon me. You've been out of the game for over a year now. Your return, do you see this as you're just picking up where you left off, or is this the start of a new career for Jose Fernandez?
Wow, really good question. You know, to me, before I never said I took pitching for granted, but now it's like, you know, every time, every second that I get to step on that mound and that I can throw a ball, it's just really, really appreciated by me, I think. And I'm going to try to pick up where I left off, of course.
I know how much you love this game. I know how passionate you are about it. And I know people have continuously said, people that have worked to you, he's going to have to do a good job of controlling his emotions because how much he enjoys this and what he does. How tough will that be for you?
I don't think I will. I never have. I never tried to control my emotions. You know, I let him be. That's the way that I play the game. That's the way that I learn how to play the game. Hopefully, you know, there's things that I really have to control. That I know I have to, but you know, that's the way to play the game. So I don't want to sound, you know, like anyway, but you know, I don't think that I should change the way that I go about my business.
Jose, the final two questions for you. Let's talk about baseball momentarily. Is there a part of your game you feel is different, better, or worse, or do you feel exactly like you did prior to being injured?
This probably sounds funny, but I feel a little smarter as a pitcher.
Smarter.
Yeah, like I have learned a couple of things that I wish that I knew before. Just had to prepare myself before it starts. I'd prepare myself every 5 days. At a pitch, I don't know because I've been away from the mound so long, but hopefully I've learned a little bit about that too. But, you know, just looking forward to go out there every 5 days and prepare myself the way that I should and do everything that I can to help my arm, you know, my elbow, my shoulder, my back, you know, my lower body, everything. So just I'm really happy the way that I'm sitting right now. So just getting myself ready every 5 days.
Last question, Jose. Have you thought about the moment on Thursday when you're going to stare dead red into the catcher's glove? There's going to be somebody in the batter's box. You're going to say to yourself, I've done it. I've made it. When you get ready to throw out that first pitch.
I was throwing a bullpen here yesterday, the other day. I threw from that mound. It's been a long time since I haven't done that. But, you know, hopefully I'm going to throw a first pitch strike. That's all I can ask for.
Will it be a fastball?
we'll find out.
Jose, here's the decades of future success. Health, wins, strikeouts, and maybe even a few home runs in there. Thank you so much for the time.
You got it, boss. Thank you.